More than 2.7 million ballots were cast, but it all came down to 46,539 votes. That was enough to make Tom Tillis North Carolina's next U.S. senator. The slim margin was painful for those gathered in Greensboro at Kay Hagan's election night headquarters, but the margin was irrelevant in a ballroom in Uptown where Tom Tillis gave his victory speech. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
It was a quarter past midnight when Tom Tillis stood on the stage with a smile so big you could see it from the back of the room.
I know it's late, but I don't know about you all, but I got a little bit of energy I'm running on right now.
That energy had ebbed and flowed between the campaigns and their election night headquarters all night before settling in with the Tillis campaign.
This victory is not my victory. This victory is our victory. Yeah. Our victory.
When the first results came in, they mirrored the polls, which had put Hagan ahead by a percent or so. In Greensboro, where the Hagan camp had set up shop, there was, at first, optimism. That changed to nervousness, then outright pessimism as her lead in votes faded, then disappeared. About an hour before she spoke, the outcome was clear.
Thank you for standing with me during this campaign. It's been a long couple of years, but none of it would have been possible without the long hours so many of you logged, knocking on doors, making all of those phone calls, making sure that people all across our state could have their voice heard.
Then she gave her farewell.
I will always be grateful for the trust that you placed in me and for the chance to serve our great state. Y'all, it has been fabulous.
Libertarian Sean Ha pulled in more than 100,000 votes, twice the margin of victory. Margaret Arbuckle, a friend and supporter of Kay Hagan, was, well,
very disappointed. I'm kind of heartbroken that this could be what North Carolina thinks is best for it.
But they did. Lindsay Dowling was one of them.
I want to create jobs. I want to boost up our economy. I think Tom Tillis did a great job as Speaker of the House.
Dowling is a 27-year-old female, one of the key demographics for the Hagan campaign. So what would Dowling say to the folks that created all those ads geared towards women just like her?
What I would say is you're not doing a good job, and I really don't think Kay Hagan is representing us well.
The Hagan-Tillis race set all kinds of records. More than $111 million spent, a national record. The turnout? The highest ever for a midterm in the state. And with just shy of 114,000 ads run, that too was a record for a midterm. Both sides aired those ads, as did the outside groups that supported each. But on election night, Tom Tillis made it sound like he alone had to weather the negative talking point storm.
You know, if you take a look at all the negative ads against me, and we didn't bend, we won.
But winning is just the start for a politician. Tillis also had this to say about where he would like to lead the Senate and the country.
We need to free the American people up to make America great again. We need to free the American people up to make it an economic superpower, a military superpower, and an energy superpower. These are the things that we're going to go to Washington and do.
At times, Tillis's victory speech didn't sound like that of just a candidate. It sounded like a victory speech for what is now known as the 2014 Republican wave. And perhaps it should. It wasn't until after Tillis was projected winner that some media outlets proclaimed Republicans would indeed take control of the U.S. Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.